rejuvenatemyface.com.
Okay, so we're going to talk to you just a moment about evaluating the faces. And part of what Susan was talking about is how we have this orientation, especially in a biodynamic, that we settle in ourselves. And I'm just going to do something with you. I'm going to look at you. Can you feel that? Okay, now I'm going to settle back. I'm just going to settle in myself, and I'm going to assume that whatever I see in you is just going to come to me. I don't have to look for it. That I can just settle back, and I can see the whole of your face, and I can see the little blips and the dings and the shapes and the colors, and I just can breathe and relax and let the information come to me. But can you feel the difference between me looking at you like this and me looking at you like this? So when we move into a therapeutic relationship, we often talk about finding the place we can meet someone. And Bertie was actually asking for exactly that this morning, you know, I have to feel like they're there. They can be light, but they have to be there. So we often talk in a craniosacral concept that we are negotiating space and contact. And they aren't, it's not like a line, oh, now I have contact, now I have space. It's like, can I be with you in such a way that I connect with you and I give you space? Space to be whoever you are, whatever you are, however you feel. You know, and to notice, oh my gosh, isn't this interesting? We have a blob with no judgment. Because part of that observer presence or that neutral presence is that we stop being the judge. Oh, I should have a square face. Oh, I should have a jaw like a model. Oh, I should have no blemishes. Oh, you know, it's like, okay, let's just be with what's here. And just notice what's here. And a lot of the very, what's the right word, the current therapies are really big on bringing awareness to what is, and then not trying to change it, but allowing some inner part of you that's deeply connected to kind of almost shift it without conscious enforcement. It's something that arises from within, that begins to move us toward health, that begins to move us toward wholeness automatically. So it becomes almost a mystery. And, you know, if we have an article we always give out in our intro craniosacral class by James Jealous, you know, and he often talks about how healing is this movement in relationship to a great mystery. So, you know, a lot of the things we're doing really come from very deep philosophical grounds of just how to be and to give our body the space to find something new and to do something different. So when we're, quote-unquote, evaluating a face, it's a question of settling back, being soft, looking at that face with loving, neutral presence. And then just noticing information. So, and you all have a sheet of paper now, which is kind of fun because I don't know if you've thought of people having different shaped faces, but if you look around the room, some of us are more long and thin, some of us are more square, some of us are more a heart. Some of us are more rectangular, circular.
So. And in Chinese medicine, I was brought up reading faces. So to me, it was completely normal to read faces. And as I was saying to Mary Louise last year, I didn't realize that other people didn't know how to do this. And when you do understand the shapes of the faces, and you know, again, level two, we go much deeper. We don't want to overwhelm you today. You know, it's such a short day. We're doing so much already. You get to understand if people are more yin or more yang. Yep. And you get to understand if somebody has a more oblong face that they're going to have certain wounds that you can have compassion for. They're all going to also going to have a lot of gifts. And each face, whether it's the oblong or the round, you know, we have judgments sometimes. Oh, my face is too pointy, or oh, my face is too round and full. But actually, each face shape has these amazing gifts. And when we understand them, we can just be with ourselves and not try and make ourselves to be someone different. And that is my gripe, our gripe, with this whole cosmetic industry. And I noticed, Mary Louise, you were saying a lot of therapies teach this. They don't. We are a small minority. You guys here is a very small minority that most of the world are trying to change or fix us. Yeah? So this is where, like, this little oasis here of, like, what happens if we don't try and fix or change? What happens if we just honor who we are and allow and acknowledge that these are the shapes we are, this is what's happening on our faces, and when we just let be what is, that what is be, mm-hmm. we'll discover at the end of the day how we feel. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah.
So, should I draw a face up here and we'll just...
Do we need to?
Do you think you can just do this? Just draw a face, and then what you're going to notice is anything you notice, anything that speaks to you, whether there's a change in coloration or a line or a crease, mm-hmm. or...
Yeah, write down colors you notice. Just a spirit of exploration, if what do you notice?
The Oliver Cromwell warts.
Uh-huh.
And you, so just whatever you notice, where there's tension, where there's maybe flabbiness, just draw little flips.
And again, kind of
be
like
creative. Yes, of the person you're working with. What do you notice about their face? So that after we, at the end of the day, we'll look again and we'll see whether some of those lines went away or we won't even mention the things that might happen. But you're going to draw the shape of their face, which may not match any of those. Just yes. And we're not asking you to draw well. We're just asking you to play.
Only the shape.
The shape, lines, eyes, symmetry, blips.
Sometimes the mouth might be uneven, or an eye might be uneven, ears might be uneven.
Coming together. Yeah. And we're wondering if anyone would like to know, let us know how that was for them. Anybody? Robin, you had something? Did you want to share how it was?
Vulnerable crying because I didn't want to hurt her feelings because I'm not a good drawer, and I realized how I'm, you know, I'm not a good artist. That's what I felt.
Oh.
And then I felt vulnerable when she was looking at me because there was all this attention on me, and I felt a little exposed. So both. Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting us know that. And did you consider asking Eileen to pull back a little?
No. It wasn't, I didn't feel she was being intrusive. I knew it was all my own experience.
So it was okay for you?
Oh, yeah. It was okay. I'm just more aware than anything.
Yes. Well, thanks for letting us know. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Philip, you want to share?
Apart from what she said, where judgments come up about interpreting on source of embarrassment that I'm studying someone, feel less than confident that, especially drawing, that would be an insult. But the other thing was kind of a really interesting, kind of an enlightenment that I was allowed to look at her face And that was very touching. I could actually leave behind a lot of the judgments about myself from looking at people on the street because they might be interesting or I didn't like the way they were looking. And so just to be allowed to look at her face without the overwhelm of judgment was like a gratitude-filled kind of exercise. Wow.
Gratitude-filled. Thank you, Philip. Okay. Two of you, who wants to go first? Yvonne.
As I was doing the exercise and recording what I saw, it was like more of an exercise to just, okay, repeat what I saw. But as I continued to look, something shifted. And I can't put words on it, but I saw the face in a different way. I saw movement that I didn't see before. Mm-hmm. Something happened. I can't exactly explain it. Mm-hmm. But I had a different relationship with the face.
Something happened. Ooh. Well, good job, Yvonne. Thank you. And you're discovering all kinds of important cranial and acupressure healing concepts here. So, great. All right. You sound surprised, huh?
It was just fascinating.
Great. Thank you. Bertie.
It was amazing because I work with Yvonne a few hours a week, every week, and I've seen her, God knows how many thousands of hours in classes, workshops, and so it was really fascinating to see things. Like, wow, I never saw that. Because usually I look in people's eyes and I see the radiance, and you know that I love looking into people's eyes. So when I look at Yvonne, when I come into work to be with her, it's like, oh, yeah. I see that, and I can often tell, you know, oh, are you feeling okay today? Or, wow, you look really radiant. But to see the whole after all these, however, hundreds, thousands of hours was like, oh my gosh, there's a whole person here. It was really sweet. And and it's like now I want to look at all my friends and all the people so I can see, wait, where is that? And when I looked down at my drawing, it was like, like one of those masks that have people put on it. It's not, I know I'm not a good drawer. So I felt like I didn't quite get all the things I was seeing.
But you saw a whole person.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about.
It was very sweet. And we had a little conversation about eye contact because, I mean, we've done like thousands of hours of classes through different organizations that a few of us here are connected with. So it was real easy, but we were talking about how some people have a challenge with eye contact and how I know for me sometimes people can't handle it because I get so enthusiastic and, you know, out there and then have to pull myself back and that rheostat. Mm-hmm. So I have to be very conscious of that. Because I love looking at people's eyes.
So can I use you as a little teaching tool?
Sure.
Teaching? Do you want to let's take a look at Bertie's face. Is that okay, Bertie?
Sure.
And which shape do you think she might be?
Square.
A square?
This one right here.
She's got that, but she's also got some of the pointy. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Which is that one above. Yeah. She's got, and this is just I'm giving you like a quickie here. We normally just do this in the level two, but I can't resist because so Bertie connects with the eyes. She's kind of sparkly, she's bouncy, she's out there. Yeah? And in Chinese medicine that's fire energy. Okay? Fire energy.
So which face shape is she?
She's got a pointy part, okay, which is the fire. This is the piece I'm honing in on. We've actually got everything, but this is the piece I just want to demo today. I'm not going to go into details, but so she's out there, she's connecting with the eyes, and she's bubbly. That's very fire, okay? So when you notice that, and Bertie, you said, you know, sometimes I'm kind of in people's faces, and when you notice that, just notice that that's a gift that Bertie has. You know, it's different from other people who are a water type, which is more the round, would be more inward and be more private. And if Bertie is bubbling, they may go, ooh, you know, because they may be more yin. And Bertie, you were on the yang side. Yeah, fire is more yang. Okay, so that's just a little thank you for demonstrating that. So for me, when I look and someone's going that, I just go, that's Bertie. Someone else might go, there's something wrong with them. Not at all. That's who you are and that's the gift you have. Yeah, so thank you. Yeah. All right, anyone else before we go? Oh, Constance.
I found it very settling to observe and to be observed. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a you know, just, okay, fine, just settle here. And...
Mm-hmm.
Reciprocity.
Yes.
Did anyone else find it settling? No.
Unsettling.
A little unsettling.
Yes,
okay.
So I moved through the unsettling.
There was an
unsettling. Oh, yeah, it was
just immediately settled. Okay. Yeah, and this piece is often the most challenging piece of the whole day. Once you get through this, you're cruising. Yeah. But thank you, Constance. This was fun for you. See, that's the fire piece. You're getting a bonus here. Bonus 30. Yeah, bonus bubbly Bertie. Yeah. Christopher.
When someone is looking at your face with a sense of interest and compassion, there's a sense of helping to settle within myself. And I said, it's okay. Because usually we don't look at people's face in detail. We don't know them. But it's like, this is more like a conversation we get to have with one another. And we get to, oh, that's really nice. Oh, look how your face does this. Isn't this interesting? Isn't this lovely? And there's a sense of caring. So it's very settled for me. And usually, because usually it's like when someone looks at your face, it's kind of, how do you escape? But this feels very easy.
Thank you, Christopher. So again, the settling word. And in quantum physics, you know, there's the whole thing about the observer and the observed, and when you observe from a place of presence, something happens. So you're already beginning, just in observing with compassion and exploration, things are starting to happen. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Lee, before we move on.
There's one quality I particularly notice, of course there's many qualities, is there could be also a sense of new discovery when somebody look at you and make comments.
A sense of new discovery. Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely. And that's what Bertie, you were saying, and Yvonne, weren't you? Yeah. Great. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. So we're going to move on to the listening touch part of today.
An introduction to listening touch, stroking, and warming circles. Now we're going to talk about developing a listening touch. First, let's look at the benefits of touch in natural facial rejuvenation. You can find these listed on page 1 in your notes. It says that the system that we have developed for touching and working with the face supports the body in increasing the underlying health expressed through the flow of qi. Qi is energetic pathways that go throughout your body. Years ago, we asked, how do we know if this Chinese stuff is real? Well, it is real. We have now studied it. We've put radioactive tracers through the pathways, and we can actually see them and scientifically verify them. And when that qi flows, we feel alive and vital and healthy. And when that qi does not flow, when it's stagnant, we don't feel very good or function very well. And in osteopathy, there's a common concept that everything needs to flow in the body. So the work that we've developed also encourages the flow of blood and the flow of lymph. So we're going to work this morning with some very, very soft touch. And that soft touch will open up the flow of the lymph and the blood circulation. including fresh arterial oxygenation and effective venous drainage. When your blood comes from your heart, it's bright red. It carries oxygen and it nourishes your tissues. And after it passes through your body and the tissues of your body, it returns to the heart to be reoxygenated. That flow, that circulation of blood is very important. In early osteopathy, one of the premises of Dr. Andrew Taylor Still was the artery rules supreme. He was saying, if your blood is not flowing, you're not going to have healthy tissue. You're not going to have healthy organs. So the movements that we've developed for this session, which encourage the flow of qi, lymph, and blood, contribute to your overall health. Next, it says that it encourages balanced cranial rhythmic impulse. What is that cranial rhythmic impulse? It's still somewhat of a mystery, and osteopaths have been studying it for years. But we do know that every tissue in the body breathes, every bone breathes, every organ breathes, every cell breathes. And when you are trained to listen with your hands, you can feel whether the tissues are breathing or whether they are tight, stagnant, stiff, locked up. You can feel whether there's potency, expressing what we call a fluid tide or a lack of energy and flaccidity in the tissue. And the touch and the things that we're going to teach you that encourage this flow that we call the tide, that tide then permeates the energy field and the tissue field and the bones and the membranes and the fluids of your body. And other things we teach you will encourage connective tissue, flexibility, and integrity. And we'll get more into that in level 2, but we'll begin in level 1. Connective tissues include your muscles and your fascia. Your bones are actually connective tissue, and even your blood is classified as connective tissue. And it really is. It truly connects our whole body. But especially as we get more into the class, we will learn to actually how to work with muscle and fascial connection. So that's our overview of how this touch affects the body. We are affecting it on so many different levels. And now we'll begin with working with listening touch. You have a page in your notes that talks about the listening touch that you're welcome to read. Let's begin by talking about what listening touch is. It comes from craniosacral origins. And craniosacral work really originated with the osteopath William Garner Sutherland. He studied with Andrew Taylor Still, the father of osteopathy. And he began to realize that even though he was being taught that the bones of the skull are locked up and fused, that they're shaped in such a way that that isn't logical. So he believed what his teachers told him because he highly respected them, but he knew from the principles they were teaching him that this was a contradiction. And his whole work began with a thought. He was looking at the skull, and as he looked at the temporal bone, the thought struck him, beveled like the gills of a fish for primary respiration. Even he thought, what does that mean? That the bones of the skull breathe like the gills of a fish. Oh my gosh, is it possible that the bones of the head may all breathe? And he then began a lifelong journey exploring how the bones of the skull do breathe. And he began to listen and learn how to interact with that. His wife, Ada Strand Sutherland, realized the underlying foundation of his work. She wrote his biography and she called it With Thinking Fingers. What she knew is that her husband could feel. He could feel when tissues were healthy and he could feel when they weren't. He could feel how tissues wanted to be touched. Part of the reason we've taught you about yin and yang is that we want you to both verbally and non-verbally become aware of the same dynamic that Dr. Sutherland listened to. How do tissues want to be touched? And how do they not want to be touched? And what we're doing with the listening touch is learning how the body wants to be held, wants to be met, wants to be touched. Listening touch is about listening and responding. Your hands are soft, non-intrusive, and gently present. And you're holding that intention and you're sensing into it. You intend for your hands to be soft, non-intrusive, and gently present. Your hands float on the tissues. They notice what's there. In craniosacral therapy, people spend days, weeks, months, and years developing this skill. And this is a lifelong journey into becoming better and better at this. So we learn to touch somebody in such a way that we are not imposing things on them. We are listening to how they want to be touched. We are listening to how their body is already moving. We're going to also learn two processes called stroking and warming circles. And the stroking is going to be very soft with a gentle presence. It is one of those touches that encourages the flow of everything. And when you do the stroking, it will encourage chi, it will encourage lymph, it will encourage blood flow. It will encourage all three. So this is beautiful work. And then we'll learn the warming circles. These gentle circles come into a deeper relationship with the connective tissue, with the fascia, with the muscle. And we notice whether the tissue is soft and flexible or hard and contracted. We notice how a small intention is easily taken up by the tissue as it glides and breathes, or whether our intentions are resisted where the tissue is restricted. The movements we intend are very small and very soft. We don't want to go in there with our touch and stretch things. We want to listen. We want to be respectful. We're going to use the stroking, the warming circles, and later today, we'll learn about acupressure points. And what will happen from doing these small movements is that the body will begin to open up physically and energetically, increasing flow, connectedness, and circulation. So let's explore this listening touch. We developed our listening touch from studying many different systems, including craniosacral. You can learn to feel how tissues draw you in or resist you, whether they yield or whether they want you to go a totally different direction. You're really going to learn to listen to tissue. I want you to close your eyes, and the first person you're going to touch is yourself. And we're going to do an exercise to help us develop this concept of a touch that floats on the tissues. Slowly bring your hands onto your thighs and just notice how much they weigh. And notice the sense in your hands of what it's like to touch your thigh and the sense in your thighs, what your hands feel like weighing on it. You bring your elbows back so they almost nestle into your hips or the sides of your body, wherever they easily touch and give you a little extra support. And you're going to see if you can soften your hands and allow them to float. Sometimes we talk about developing a still point around which things can float or move. And we often use our elbows. And as we nestle them into our hips, we see as we drop into them whether that allows our hands to float more gently. And when we work at tables, we'll actually use pillows to gently cradle our elbows so that we can relax into the elbows and allow the hands to float. And what I want you to do for this moment is first let your hand weigh heavy and notice what that's like. And now soften your hand and see if when you have an intention to let it float, your hand is supported almost by an energetic bubble. And play for a moment and put a little tension in your arm like you're wanting to hardly touch at all. You want your hand to do more than float, and it's taking a little tension to actually hold the hand off the body. And now soften back into that floating as if your hands are supported on an energetic bubble. There's a place where you actually meet. We might say it's the electromagnetics of that person. If you let your hands weigh heavy, you're more on the tissue. If you keep your hands rigid so that they barely touch at all, that tension basically inhibits a sense of what you're feeling. But if you let your hands float and you settle back into your elbows, you're more in what we call the fluid body or the fluid nature. We're just playing with our touch. And for a moment, imagine there's something really interesting and your fingers are saying, "What's that?" And then soften and broaden your attention and bring it back. Bring it to the back of the movie theater so that you can see the whole screen. And if there's something specific, it appears in the midst of the whole. You're not going after it. You don't have to find things. Let them come to you. And sometimes we notice how our hands are connected to our elbows, and our elbows are connected to our shoulders, and our shoulders are connected up into our spine. And what we're really feeling with is the wholeness of our whole body. And your hands are an extension of your whole body. So that what you sense and what you notice is information that comes through your hands, and you sense it with your whole body. And take a moment as you intend your floating hands to sense your feet on the ground, your hips on the chair. Your spine is a beautiful midline that supports and centers you. And notice as you take your attention into your own presence and wholeness, how that affects what you feel with your hands and how they float. And once again, notice your feet on the floor, your hips on the chair, the midline of your body. Sometimes we say that your vertebrae stack on each other, and the way they do carries the remnant of the embryology of what's centered the formation of your whole being as an embryo. So when we connect with our midline, it's a very powerful place. And once again, notice as you soften yourself, center yourself, and become whole, how it affects your sense of your hands, how it affects your thoughts. How do you notice life in those tissues? How do you notice energy? How do you notice potency? You may even have some sense that there are tides. Whatever you notice, just let it be. Let it come to you. So we've spent some time floating here on the tissues. And you might almost feel that you've created a connection between your hands and your body. And when you're ready, we're going to let your body know that you're going to move your hands away. And notice whether they come away easy or whether it's almost like you're magnetized. You've built an almost magnetic relationship. And when you request to come away, it may not permit you to be released right away. It may hold you there. And if it holds you there, you listen, you respond, and you wait. Notice when the body actually releases you and makes a space so that your hands can come away. And as they're released, allow them to float away. And that's our listening touch. Our floating touch, our responsive touch. So this is a very sweet touch, and often people who've experienced it say it was a wonderful feeling that someone was finally listening, that something was finally being heard. And another theme in our rejuvenation approach is that our attention is always noticing where the health is. You know how Western medicine always looks for what's wrong? In our approach, we're looking for what's healthy. Where's the vitality? Where's the potency? Where's the everlasting life force? Where is the impulse and the intelligence that knows how to heal and comes from inside us? And what does that intelligence want to do? What does it show me if I stay in relationship with it? So when we talk about listening touch, we're listening for health, and we're floating on tissues, and we're responding. I'm sure most of you will feel when you go to take your hands away that it would be a shock if you took them away too fast. It's very important how we come onto someone's tissues and how we leave them. And when we talk about the social engagement nervous system, when someone really begins to listen and honor us, it begins to shift the balance in our nervous system. In that sense of safety, we begin to relax. We begin to know that we are in a relationship that is safe. Now let's explore the shoulder brush. First, we're going to notice what's happening in the body. Keep your arms down, relax, take a moment. Notice your breathing. Notice when you inhale. Notice when you exhale. And when you're ready, you're going to reach over and take one shoulder. Your fingers just crawl over the back side of your shoulder. And they gently grasp. And notice as you breathe in, as you breathe out, take a breath or two. And when you notice a nice inhalation, on the next out breath, you're going to gently brush across the shoulder. And then slowly bring your hand back and get ready. Once again, you're observing your breathing cycles. And after you notice a nice in-breath, get ready. And as you exhale, slowly brush. And now we're going to do that for a third time. Notice your breathing. Wait for a nice inhalation. And as the exhalation comes, gently brush, slowly bringing your hand back relaxed in your lap. And notice what your breathing cycles are like now that you've done that. Close your eyes. Notice the two sides of your body. Notice the two sides of your face. Notice your feet on the two sides. And this is just from a simple brushing stroke of your shoulder. Notice your general sense when you breathe, how your lungs felt, whether the two sides are the same or different. And now let's balance things out. Reach over, put your hand on the other shoulder. Gently grasp behind. Sense your breathing cycles. And as you notice a nice inhalation, the next time you breathe out, gently brush across that shoulder. Return your hand, grasping behind. Take a breath or even two. And after a nice inhalation, you're going to exhale and gently brush. And one last time, reaching over, gently grasping. Noticing the cycles of your breath, waiting for the inhalation, and on the exhalation, gently brushing. And when you're done this third cycle, just relax your hands. Close your eyes and again notice the two sides of your body, your feet, your face, your breath. And when you're ready, you're going to slowly open your eyes. And that is how we brush the shoulders. It's a very gentle brush, and its effect is an effect that covers the entire body. And we will use this touch when we get to the exercise, both on the shoulders and on the face. On the shoulders, we call it shoulder brushing, and on the face, we call it face stroking. And after that, we will do something called warming circles. Warming circles bring us in relationship with the connective tissue. And we will work in zones of the face. And we will slowly circle upward, giving that sense of lifting and enlivening and softening into the connective tissue. We'll systemically work with three zones of the face. Each zone has a left and a right half and will be worked bilaterally. The upper zone is the forehead zone. If you draw a line from the corner of the eye to the front of the ear, everything above that is in the forehead zone. The upper border is above the hairline. The middle zone of the face is the cheek zone. If you draw a line from the corner of the mouth and you come to the jaw joint, this is the lower border. And the line from the corner of the mouth to the front of the ear is the upper border. And the line from the corner of the eye to the front of the ear is the upper border. This zone includes your cheeks and your nose. The lower zone of the face is the jaw zone. If you draw a line from the corner of the mouth to the jaw joint, everything below this is the jaw zone going down to the lower border of the jaw line itself. And in level 2, we'll include more of the neck zone, which covers the upper chest and goes down to the shoulders. When we do these warming circles, we'll begin in the forehead zone close to the midline, and we'll make small sequential circles that go upward using 2 fingers. The middle and ring fingers are a good possibility. But it's important you use what's comfortable for you and the client. And we'll move out from the midline each time, making a series of circles upward. And there will be 5 to 6 rows of circles, with the final rows extending above the hairline on the sides. In the cheek zone, you'll begin above the lip and continue up the midline of the nose and both sides of the nose. And you'll move out from the midline each time, doing vertical rows of circling. There'll probably be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines for you to do this. And when you move to the jaw zone, you'll start with the chin. This is a shorter area, and it doesn't take as long to do. But on that last line, as you come out to the angle of the jaw, you'll go all the way up to the temporomandibular joint, to just under the cheekbone. So let's begin by just sensing one little set of warming circles to get a feel for it. And bring your fingers right above the eyebrows toward the midline. Let your fingers softly float there on the tissue. And just have an intention to create a circling. And notice whether it glides easily or there's resistance, whether it's tight or loose, how it wants to be touched firmly or softly. And when one set of circles feels done, you'll go upward toward the forehead. And once again, listen. How do these circles want to move? How big? How soft? How deep? And slowly just let your fingers come off. We haven't even done that whole line, but it's just to get a sense of what those warming circles are like. So this completes our exploration of our listening touch. So we've learned how to float our hands, we've learned how to brush or stroke, and we've learned how to do warming circles. Listening touch exercise, stroking and warming circles. Before you begin, get a mirror and take some time to notice your face. You might even make a brief sketch or write a few words so you can remember. Where is there tension? Where is there a flaccid place? Where are there lines or discolorations? What is the overall sense of color and tone? And if you're doing this at home and you have a partner, as you do this exercise, sit opposite each other and take a few moments to notice your partner's face. Is there tension? Is there lines? What's the color like? As we get ready to work, it's also important that you have pillows if you need them. You want your elbows to be able to relax on the table. You want to be able to cradle your face without having to lean far over. And you want your elbows to be at ease, not in an awkward position, not way down, not high up. We're going to begin with both sides of the face at once. We've already felt how powerful it is to do one side by exploring the shoulder brushing on one shoulder first. So here we'll begin with both sides of the face, and we'll begin with a gentle stroking. You bring your hands up to cradle the forehead and the upper cheeks. Notice your breathing cycles. You're waiting for a nice inhalation. And once you notice one, on the next exhalation, you're going to gently stroke out to the side and off the face. And gently circle your hands back, letting them settle again. Notice your breath as your hands settle. Feel how they float, how they're softly present. And as you listen to your breathing cycles, notice when there's a nice inhalation. And on the next exhalation, you're going to softly stroke or brush, letting your hands slowly come off the face and settling back this time to the middle or the cheek zone. Allow your hands to rest on either side of the nose. Notice your breathing cycle. Wait for a nice in-breath and get ready on the next exhalation to slowly brush out to the sides and take your time circling your hands back, cradling the cheek zone. And on your next exhalation, slowly stroke or brush out to the side. And let your hands come back. Get a sense of your breathing cycle. Notice the next nice inhalation, and on the exhalation, gently stroke out to the side. And this time, come back to your jaw. Resting your fingers on the jaw zone, covering the whole area. Notice your breathing cycle. And after a nice inhalation, get ready. And as you exhale, brush out along the side of the jaw and come back, resting your hands on the jaw. Listen. When there's a nice inhalation, get ready. And slowly brush out to the sides on the next exhalation. And your hands circle back once more, covering the jaw area. Feel how softly your hands rest here. Wait for a nice inhalation. And on the exhalation, brush out to the side. And when you're done, just let your hands come down and rest. Feel your whole body. Sense your face. Sense your nervous system. Sense your breathing. And this soft touch is getting us ready to begin to softly contact deeper into the tissues. We're going to begin close to the midline, just above the eyebrow. Take two or three fingers, perhaps a third and the fourth, and begin to make little circles. And after you've done a few in one place, you're going to circle upward toward the forehead. And whenever you hit an area that is stagnant or tense, you listen more closely. Sometimes you may circle one way, sometimes the other. Sometimes you may soften your fingers, sometimes you may deepen the touch. Sometimes the circles may go one way and then the other. We're just circling as we walk a line up toward the forehead and bring awareness into the tissue. We're moving up to a third or fourth, circling upward toward the forehead. And when you get to the last circle here, you'll be on the hairline. And this is a conscious touch that is literally listening. How do these tissues want to be touched? And bring your fingers out to the next line above the eyebrow. And begin circling another vertical line upward toward the hairline. How do these tissues want to be touched? How do they want to be circled? How does the skin and the underlying connective tissue and qi and lymph and blood want to be touched? And we're moving our fingers upward after we've circled two or three rounds in one place. We might move upward unless those tissues want you to be there longer. And I'm still on this second line and just in my hairline. You could be moving a little more quickly than me or a little more slowly. Find your own pace. Sometimes the circles may move fast, sometimes slow. And again, come down to over the eyebrow. I'm on my third line. And sometimes the circling doesn't meet much tension and it just gently stimulates those tissues, and sometimes it really stays a while. And again, we circle upward to the forehead and notice your whole body as you softly work on these tissues of the face. And now I'm on my fourth line. I'm more toward that outer edge of the eyebrow. Circling up. Notice your breath. Notice how the tissues want to be touched. And as you get more out toward the side of the face, you may hit the hairline a little sooner. And coming to my fifth line, I'm actually out at the corners of the eye. And the connective tissue here is just a little different. There's a softness. How does it want to be touched? Does it like circles? Does it want something different? And softly coming up into the hairline, which is lower here. And you may even have a sixth line starting right over the cheekbone, way out to the side. And coming in relationship with that hairline fairly quickly. And take a break. Let your hands rest. Let them come down. We've done one zone of the face. We've done the forehead zone. Notice what it feels like in your face, in your body. And if you're still working your circles, take your time, find your own pace. Next, we're coming to the cheek zone, which is above the lip. Often we start in that little notch space between the lip and the nose. And we circle up to right under the nose and continue up the two sides of the nose, little circles, warming circles, coming up the sides of the nose. And when you're done that, come to the midline of the nose, starting with the tip of the nose, and circle up the ridge of the nose itself. And when you're done that, you're coming out to the sides of the nose. You're above the lip, below the nose, but to the sides of it. Circling up with two fingers. And there's a lot more muscle here. Little muscles that may have to do with flaring our nose, lifting our nose, so many different things. And we're just doing loving little warming circles. Coming up to over the cheekbone. And softly caressing that very tender area right under the eye. And when you're done there, you're going to come down to the edges of the lip. Maybe even you're all the way out toward the crease. So starting at the edge of the lip, coming up once again over the cheekbone. Sometimes circles may be slower, softer, bigger, faster. More pressure. Sense how you're invited. Maybe the two sides are even at a different pace. You're coming up under the eye and out to the corner of the eye. Remember, this zone goes along that line out from the corner of the mouth. All the way up either to right under the eye or level with the corner of the eye. And as you come out from the corner of the mouth and you get out toward the side, you begin to get big muscles in the middle of the cheeks. And circle on up. Coming up even with the outer corner of the eye. And when we get to our last row, we're very much on those big muscles at the edge of the jaw. And your last strokes go up to right outside the ear. And now we come to the jaw zone, beginning at the middle of the chin, slowly circling up, little circles. Have you ever had your chin tremble? There's a bunch of muscles here in the middle. Slowly circle up to right under the lip line. It's not a big distance, but sometimes consciousness here really gives a lot of shift in the face. Coming down to our second line along the jaw. Coming up to under the lip. And on the third line, again, really acknowledge that jawline itself and come up to the level of the corner of the mouth. So you're going to be right in the middle of those muscles, those big muscles in your cheeks. And when you get to the final line toward the edge or the angle of the jaw, you're going to continue out of the jaw zone up through the cheek zone and really give some loving touch to those big chewing muscles. Coming all the way up again to just in front of the ear. And slowly bring your hands down. What's your sense of your body as a whole? Your face. Your nervous system. Your breath. And we're going to close with stroking the face, first coming to the forehead zone, waiting for a nice inhalation, and on the exhalation, softly brushing out to the sides and returning the hands to the cheek zone by the nose, waiting for a nice inhalation, and on the exhalation, coming out to the sides, and hands come back to the chin or the jaw. Waiting for a nice inhalation, and on the exhalation, brush out to the side. Just take a moment to feel what's happened in your body. And when you're ready, and take your time, you might take your mirror and look at your face and notice what you look like now. What's the difference? And if you're doing this with a partner, after you've looked at yourself, take a look at them and notice the difference. So this is our exercise in listening touch with warming circles and stroking of the face.
RejuvenateMyFace.com, a natural facial rejuvenation system to lift your face and lift your spirits.